remember walking around the park. In fact, there's a how true this story is, I don't know, but there's a, I believe there's a cottage in the grounds which was originally outside the grounds. This would be way back in the English Civil War times when it was a pub.
Right.
And there was a public road running by, and so, this is how the story goes. There was a chap who was fleeing from the Roundheads maybe, and got it. He got a bag of gold on him, reputedly, and he was murdered and thrown down the well.
Oh.
And it's I think it then became a gamekeeper's cottage, and if you disturbed the area around the well, it would arouse the ghost, and there'd be people working out in the garden and look up, and there's somebody looking out at them.
Really?
Oh yes, yeah.
So it hadn't been in the grounds, and it was moved into the grounds.
Yes, and then they sort of acquired a bit more land.
Oh, I see.
Yes, and we went and visited. I can remember my children's faces, you know. Because they were, well, I suppose they'd just started school and that sort of thing, and the couple who lived there were telling this story, and they were going to move because of it.
Really?
So oh,
they
yes.
Really felt that
yes,
there
because
there.
Although there'd been a part of the house was modern and added on to the older part of the house, their daughters lived in the had their bedrooms in the old part of the house, and one night they could hear footsteps, and this apparition came through, but he was floating, but there were still footsteps, and of course they were screaming for their mum and dad, but I don't know, because the parents didn't wake up, and so they decided to move after that.
I'm not surprised.
Yes, he was dressed in a long cloak and a, you know, pointy hat or something. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so cavaliers wandering around.
In the grounds of Knoll. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh,